by head coach Melissa Graves, senior Caitlin Weimer, junior Alex Giannaros, following the Terriers' loss to Holy Cross in the Patriot League Championship. Coach, if you could start off with an opening statement.
Yeah, you know, obviously disappointed with the outcome, but not disappointed in the effort of the team. I thought we fought till the whistle went off. You know, I didn't think we ever gave up, which we haven't all year. You know, we got down, we cut it at one point. We did a better job defensively in the second half. I think they got to the free throw line a lot, which hurt us, you know. But other than that, we shot the ball at a really high clip. I thought they did a good job trying to limit Kate, but I thought other people really stepped up. I thought Alex put it all on the floor. I thought Ava was tremendous. And again, I thought we fought the whole game. So, you know, disappointed in the outcome, but not disappointed in the effort of the team at all.
We'll open up to questions from the media. Please introduce yourself and your publication before your first question. Charles
Moore for you today. Coach, there's not a lot of discrepancies between the two teams today except for the turnovers. What could you say about your team's turnovers and Holy Cross's points off of turnovers?
Yeah, you know, I don't think they typically turn over people much. I think it's about 12 a game, and we kept those low the last two games between them. I think it was just our decision-making. So I think we shot ourselves in the foot in those situations with those turnovers. Some of them were just off doubles and triples on Kate, which was hard to see out of. But even with that, they didn't get as many extra possessions unless you look at – I thought the other discrepancy was the free throws, where they just got to the line a lot more than we did tonight, unfortunately. Because, again, we shot at much higher percentage from two, from three, from free throw. So I thought when we did execute without turning the ball over, it was at a high clip.
Yeah, Sam O'Hagan, WTV Sports. Caitlin, obviously not your best game today. Holy Cross has been tough for you all year. You obviously got them on senior day, but – what was so difficult about the way they guard you, and what went wrong tonight for you?
I think it's just, like, seeing out of the double, like Coach said, it was hard. They were doubling on the catch, so I didn't really get as many looks as I wanted to. I would say that's mainly it.
Henry Dinprice, WTBU Sports. Alex, you really gave it all, especially in the second half. 18 points. What can you say just about your will to not quit and just your team's will to keep fighting all the way through?
I mean, like Coach said, we've been fighting all year, so got to do what you got to do, especially in these games. Like, you can't give up, can't just, I don't know. You just got to keep playing, got to keep doing what you do.
Eli Cloutier, Daily Free Press. Coach, can you just talk a little about Ava's performance tonight? She really left it all out there, 17 points for herself. Just talk a little about her game.
Yeah, I think with her, you know, last time we were here was the first time they sagged off our point guards, and we weren't as prepared for it. We didn't adjust that well in-game to it, and she didn't have the performance that she wanted to. So I think she's been really motivated. She's gotten in a ton in the gym, and I think she just felt a lot more confident today. And the thing about Ava, too, like, she is a gamer. Like, she wants to win and compete. And so I think that took over a little bit today, too.
Any other questions?
This one's for Alex or Kay. I wanted to ask you guys about Ava as well, and generally just, like, all of the freshmen. Ava, her effort today was ridiculous. And they really kind of showed up for you guys after you guys fell below 500 to get you guys here. For you two as upperclassmen, what have you seen from Ava and all of the young players this year, and how much do they mean for the program going forward?
We have a ton of young guys. They got to step up, and they're made for moments like that. I know the outcome wasn't what we wanted today, but it's no surprise how they played. They've been doing it all season long, so just proud of them.
Yeah, definitely. I'm really proud of them. They took this opportunity, and they just ran with it. Ava left everything, like you said, everything on the floor. She wanted to win so badly, and she showed that. And I'm just really proud of everyone for stepping up and just taking this opportunity with full force.
Yeah.
Coach, I mean, just what about it with Holy Cross? You know, what makes them such a tough matchup? And going into this final, is that who you wanted to play? Is that, you know, you wanted to take them down after last year?
Yeah, I think there was a motivation piece to it. This is always an emotional game. It's our biggest rival in conference, whether it's in conference play or it's in tournament play. It's always going to be a huge rival for us. I think it was nice to have this opportunity at a redemption game. You know, I think about it is that they are a veteran team who returned pretty much everybody, where we lost everybody but five people who returned. And I think a lot of people ask about these two, who are phenomenal players. But even to get here, we faced so much adversity. We have 3 season-ending injuries. 2 were starting for us. So Kelsey Mingle out late in the season. Annetta Adler, who was starting for us, who's 6'6", to compliment Kate. Those were huge hurdles we had to overcome to even get to this point. So that's when I talk about pride for them. That's a piece of it, too. Not only the fight that you guys see, but the other stuff that we are missing huge, huge keys. Kelsey was our 2nd best 3-point shooter out, you know? So that's a huge difference in the game and her defensive, and she's a senior. So to not have that on the floor where now we're playing 3 freshmen a lot more who don't have the experience of being in this game. Whereas I think that's a big difference maker in March is veteran teams and how they can pull away with it because, again, they've all been here before. They've all been here last year and won it, and they know what it takes.
Yeah, and then one more question. Coach, when you kind of look back at the season overall, especially this game, do you feel like there's anything that you guys could have done differently or anything you could have given more to change the outcome, or do you really feel like you gave everything you had and just wasn't really good?
I mean, I'm going to be thinking about it for weeks of what adjustments I could have made or what we could have done differently, but, you know, like I said, at the end of the day, I thought we fought and we gave everything we had. Some shots didn't fly. I thought we missed a couple layups at the end. Like, there's certain things like that that you wish would have fell, but as a head coach, yeah, you're going to tear yourself apart for a couple weeks and then you're going to move on and get ready for the next season. And I think what we're building here is really special. And to be in this game 2 years in a row is a special thing. Obviously, you want to come out with the win. But the expectation now is to always be in this opportunity to win this. And that's what we're going to focus on moving forward, not what just happened.